In this bulletin, Victoria records 42 new COVID-19 infections and 8 deaths. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain sign bilateral treaties with Israel to normalise relations. And in sport, Tiger Woods prepares for a US Open with no crowds. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded 42 new COVID-19 infections and 8 deaths. Active case numbers in the state have fallen below 1,000 for the first time in months. Premier Daniel Andrews says numbers are on the right track, but he's urged Victorians not to be impatient.
I appreciate the frustration. Everyone would love to get to the end of that journey as fast as possible. Everyone would like to go back to normal, but that's just not the reality that we face, and none of us. None of us, regardless of where we live, regardless of the business we run, regardless of our circumstances, none of us can pretend that the reality we face is not real. And that's why we'll not be pressured into making decisions that are just not right.
Health officials have announced plans to resume elective surgery. Health Minister Jenny Markakos revealed that there are 60,000 people on the waiting list for such surgery. Queensland has recorded 0 new COVID-19 infections. It's the 4th consecutive day of no community transmission in the state. And the Gold Coast theme park Dreamworld has reopened to visitors for the first time since the pandemic began. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain have signed bilateral treaties with Israel to formally normalise relations. They're the first deals made between Arab countries and Israel since the peace treaties with Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. US President Donald Trump witnessed the agreements at a ceremony hosted at the White House. Mr. Trump says it's a new dawn for the region.
This is peace in the Middle East without blood all over the sand.
Today the world sees that they're choosing cooperation over conflict, friendship over enmity, prosperity over poverty, and hope over despair. They are choosing a future in which Arabs and Israelis, Muslims, Jews, and Christians can live together, pray together, and dream together, side by side in harmony, community, and peace.
The deal doesn't end any active wars. People protested outside the White House in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, staging a series of rallies condemning the deal, saying such agreements don't serve the Palestinian cause and ignore their rights. The US city of Louisville will pay more than $16 million to the family of Breonna Taylor to settle a wrongful death lawsuit. The settlement will be accompanied by reforms to police practices. She was an African-American woman who was shot dead by police during a raid on her apartment in March during a no-knock warrant in a drug investigation. Her death sparked months of protests. Attorney Benjamin Crump, who represents Breonna Taylor and her family, says it's a symbolic settlement.
Breonna Taylor's life wouldn't be swept under the rug like so many other black women in America who have been killed by police, marginalized.
In golf, the second major tournament of the year begins tomorrow with the US Open. It was originally scheduled for June 18, but was pushed back due to the pandemic. Tiger Woods says he's in good shape and is looking forward to playing, minus the crowds.
You know, it's something that, unfortunately, this is our new reality. You know, this is something where we're getting used to. It's not something we like. We want the fans and we want the atmosphere out there.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Adelaide, similar conditions, 24. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, shower or two developing, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 21. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, sunny, 26. Brisbane, possible shower, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.